you were talking about Tom Wolfe recently.
Yeah.
If you want to read, now, he wrote this book called The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test, which is, I would say, a brutal satirization of that culture.
Yeah.
Brutal. Like, and that's one of, it's actually a book I read in high school, and I thought it was fucking hilarious because he was just ragging on these hippies. And he was using, it was very, if you were a hippie, you would have found, or if you were like an MK Ultra user of these drugs and that whole thing, you would have found this book to be deeply subversive to your subversive culture.
Yeah.
But not in a conservative way. Anyway, it's a good book. It's an interesting book. But
John Lennon was another one. I mean, yeah. the big cope that these people make, these phony radicals, is the CIA created this experiment to control our minds. But instead what they got was revolutionary.
No.
That was what John Lennon said. He's like, oh, they thought they were controlling us, but instead they lost control. Nice.
No,
but
because he thinks that they were like the establishment was a bunch of racist white men.
Right. But guess what? That's another drug induced delusion.
Point. Right. That's the whole thing.
How do you pronounce that? Psilocybin magic mushrooms?
Psilocybin, yeah.
That was a big part of MK Ultra.
All these things are the same fucking thing. They're all. Yeah. It's all different kinds of acid, like hallucinogenics, right?
Yes.
LSD, psilocybin.
And I'm currently working on an article, I know, because and Borzoi is doing a good job documenting this, how like the sudden promotion of this nonsense on the right.
Yes, I've been seeing this popping up, him talking about it. Yeah.
Fucking, I don't have evidence for it. It'll come out eventually. That's obviously originating from a malicious actor. Somewhere.
Right. Well,
it's
Joe Rogan.
The CIA or just the Jews.
Why did Joe. How is it that Joe Rogan became positioned as a right wing figure?
Yeah.
He wasn't always. Right. He was just a comedian.
Well, that could have an innocent explanation.
I know. But it doesn't have to have one.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, you know, he always was known for promoting psychedelics and drug use.
Well,
and I don't think it's innocent at all, actually. I mean, look at Leather Apron Club's video on his guests. I mean, for whatever reason, maybe he's innocent. Maybe he's just booking whoever is booking. But for whatever reason, he does this, let's do DMT and watch mixed martial arts. And this is like his thing. And then, like, he's always having on the intellectual dark web and the Weinstein brothers and Jordan Peterson and all of these figures. And so that's getting, you know, people and on there some criticisms of various status quo liberalism things are allowed there, etc.